I almost let you get away.
Thanks for correcting me on the air.
It was a good tie-in, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was a good tie-in, though.
It would have been good. Yeah. Let's start over. We are member-supported radio, KX93.5 Miniature Tigers, here in our Pearl Street studios. How has been touring the United States this time around, you guys?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been a crazy time.
Has it been nonstop? I guess you guys hit the road, towards the tail end of February. Has it been nonstop?
Yeah, it's been nonstop. We started at the end of February and been just going ever since. We recently just did like 9 shows in a row and then drove from Texas to Arizona overnight. It was like a crazy, crazy long haul.
Did you do the South by Southwest thing?
We did, partially, we did our first day, we did 3 shows and then I got strep throat. So we had to cancel our next 2 days of shows. Yeah. I've had some bad luck health wise on this tour.
Yeah. That's terrible, man. And all you guys, I imagine, are in close proximity as well. When you guys are on the road, that's trouble. You know?
Yeah. Thankfully,
terrifying.
Well, I live in Austin. So thankfully I was at home so I could just lay in bed and take antibiotics and just chill out. So no one else got sick.
Yeah, luckily, no one got hit with that.
That's good news. So again, Miniature Tigers live in our Pearl Street studios this afternoon. The new record is not available to the general public till the end of May, from what I understand, right? You got a release date, I think, May 27th.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Cruel Runnings, and so far from what I've heard, I guess I have heard the new single. It sounds great, you guys. Where was this all basically recorded, and did you link up with any rad producers for this effort?
We worked with this producer named Chris Zane, who he's done like The Walkmen and Passion Pit and a bunch of other stuff.
Amazing.
He's a great producer. And we went to Jamaica actually for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, we went to Jamaica for 2 weeks and recorded. And then after that came back to New York. I mean, we did bulk of it there and then came back to New York and did like another month of overdubs and all that kind of shit.
I hear bands all the time relocate to different remote areas to like, I don't know, maybe get the creative juices flowing, you know? First of all, how did you seek out that particular producer? Because when you talk about bands like The Walkmen and stuff, it's legit. Immediately my ears perk up, you know? So did he find you?
No, we found him. He'd known our manager and had worked on some other projects with him. And I was obviously a fan of his production work and just thought he really got what we were going for. So
what kind of dynamic was it in the studio? I mean, it seems like you guys had already, you know, written these songs and ready to rip right into them in the studio. Was there quite a bit of tweaking in Jamaica?
Not really. I mean, I feel like we just right off the bat jumped right into it and just started recording.
Awesome.
And there really wasn't too much tinkering around. I mean, you know, dialing in some synth sounds and stuff like that, but... Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I don't think he really liked to just tinker around and mess around, and we're not really like that either. We like to just like get the energy there, and so I think it was a good fit in that way. You know,
cool. I think what was really nice about working with Chris is after about day 2, we just like really trusted him with like everything, and we were really impressed by his, you know, production skills and everything. So it was just a pleasure to work with. We had a lot of faith in him.
Good. And again, you guys should be super stoked on at least the new single. It sounds great. I feel like it'll appeal to a lot of people who like different genres of music, you know. The record's called Cruel Runnings. And I guess, you know, did that come about in Jamaica? I'm guessing.
It actually came about right before Jamaica.
Yeah.
But I think in Jamaica is when we like solidified it as the album title.
I'm getting visions of the, obviously, the Jamaican bobsled team.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have fun. The website is miniaturetigers.com.
Yeah.
And there's already a video for the new single, which is a really cool concept. It's almost like you guys are transposed into old school pictures. Mm-hmm. Who came up with that concept?
We worked with this director named Dorian, and he sent us this treatment, and it was just really cool. And, we knocked it out in, like, a day with him, and... It was awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. And again, all the merch and all the previous records, they're available on your website too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And if people want to tweet at you, do you guys do that too?
Oh, yeah. At Miniature Tigers is our tweet.
So tonight at the Constellation Room in Santa Ana, not too far from the radio station, it's been great. Not only are bands playing Los Angeles and San Diego, but they're coming down to you know, South Orange County, and I'd love to get your take on the Constellation Room after it's all said and done, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Miniature Tigers here. I do have the brand new single. What was the process in picking a single? Is it you guys who actually do that? Or is it like record label people or, you know, management type of thing? Or is it, you're like, this is the one, we're going to push this to radio first?
It's kind of a collaborative thing. Thankfully, our record label is really cool. And like, they're not like, this is going to be your single. And like, you know, we all just talked it out. We're like, oh, this could be one, this could be one. Mm-hmm. We all just like basically teamed up and figured out what we wanted to release first and all that kind of stuff.
How would you guys describe your sound if you met the layperson on the street at the coffee shop or a bar or whatever, and you're like, yeah, I'm a touring musician, got a gig tonight in Southern Cal, and they ask you what sort of music you play, what do you tell these people?
I think it depends on the person. We get asked that a lot. Yeah. I mean, when we're like traveling and we're in like a gas station in the middle of nowhere, people are like, y'all in a band? Like, what do you guys sound like?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it kind of depends on the person you're talking to, because it's like, if that guy at like a gas station, I wouldn't say, well, it's like indie rock kind of, you know, with like hip hop beats and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, it's like rock music.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I never have like a straight answer for anyone for that.
Well, if it'd be okay, I'm going to rip into the new single right now.
All right.
It is called Swimming Pool Blues. It is available towards the tail end of May. And again, the album is going to be called Cruel Runnings. Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give me with this song, or should we play it on the air immediately?
Maybe something will happen while it's playing.
All right, let's play it, and then more from more with the band in our Pearl Street studios right after this.
If we swim, we can make it. Ooh, I wanna make it with you.
There you go. That's a brand new song on KX93.5 from Miniature Tigers. The song is called Swimming Pool Blues. The new record's coming out May 27th. I'd like to be an early champion of that song. I don't see why we couldn't play it on the air every day in rotation. I think it's perfect for Southern California. But originally, you guys are not from SoCal. Well, maybe. Maybe one of us?
I moved to Laguna Niguel when I was 15.
Cool.
And then I left when I... 10 years later.
So when was the last time you came back to town?
I think about maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's
has
been
it all
a while.
Changed?
It looks pretty similar.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I'm in Laguna Niguel, so but I love it here.
But take us to the inception of the band Miniature Tigers. Where did it all start? And have you all four of you guys been on board since day one?
Well, it started with me and then Rick, who was just talking. We met in like 2005 or something like that through MySpace when that was like still going strong.
Yeah.
We'd both had some songs we'd written up on there, and we'd found each other somehow, and we're like mutual admirers of each other's stuff. And then just had like this pen pal relationship for a couple of years without even knowing each other. I was living in Arizona at the time. Mm-hmm. He was out here in Laguna. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to LA to kind of get the band going, and then me and Rick sort of started it from there.
Yeah, so I guess it did start in Laguna Niguel.
Yeah, the first time we ever jammed was in Laguna Niguel.
Yeah. So you guys are considered locals now then.
Yeah.
There you
yeah.
go. That's it.
In a way we are.
Right. So once you guys are done hitting the road, where is home? Is everybody going back to different states and stuff? Are you guys in SoCal now?
We're all over the place, man.
Yep.
I live in Austin now.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Brandon are in Brooklyn.
I live in Arizona now.
How does that even work, you guys? Are you guys doing the Ben Gibbard Postal Service thing where you guys are mailing each other tracks across
yeah.
the country?
Well, we just send Ben Gibbard tracks and he produces them.
He hasn't responded yet.
Great idea.
Right. I don't know if I have the right email address. Yeah. We tour so much that I think we make it work in the sense that because we're playing so much that we don't need to rehearse as much because we're always playing together.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just get together like a few days before tour and bang it out, and then, yeah.
Amazing.
New York's like our meeting spot because the majority of the people live there, so uh-huh. we meet there about a week or a couple days before practice and go on tour.
So you're going to hit the road again after the new record comes out at the end of May? Again, it's called Cruel Runnings, and mm-hmm. it sounds good to me. Going to hit the road again?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
I can't imagine how it is. You know, God willing, one day we'll all be on a tour bus and doing that,
that
rather
nice.
Than the
that
van thing,
nice.
Right?
That would be cool.
There's a quote floating around, and I guess, was it you, Charlie? You said you wanted to make something like Weezer's Blue Album. What does that mean?
Well, yeah. Like, I don't think that means I wanted to make something that sounded like that. And we were talking about Smashing Pumpkins a minute ago, which was also like another big band for me at that time. I think I wanted to do something that kind of had that energy to it, or like the way that stuff made me feel when I was a kid listening to it. Wanted to make an album that, I don't know, could have that effect on someone else, or like have that sort of vibe.
Right, and almost withstand the test of time, you know?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. This is Miniature Tigers. MiniatureTigers.com is the website. You can get all the merch, all the records. You guys have been putting out records since when, 2008?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How have things changed with the writing and recording process? If they've changed at all?
They've gotten more collaborative, I'd say. I think like the first album, that was a lot of me doing that, and then Rick came in kind of halfway through that, and we sort of collaborated in the studio more, and that was just me and Rick. And then the third album was more of a band, the second album was more of a band thing. And then the third was like, Algernon produced it, and we were all just, it was a more collaborative thing. And then
right.
to where it is now, where we're all like kind of writing together and
oh, that's beautiful, man.
So,
it's really gotten
progressively more collaborative, which is really cool.
You know, I had Chris Shiflett in here a few weeks back from the Foo Fighters, the guitar player, and he was promoting his cover band, which was all country. It was Chris Shiflett and the Dead Peasants. And he straight up told me, also Taylor Hawkins told me, that it's not a collaborative effort with the Foo Fighters. It's just basically all the musicians trying to foresee or whatever, execute the vision of Dave Grohl. you know, and they were like, straight up, that's what the Foos are, you know. It's like, all right. But yeah, to hear that you guys are all on the same page writing and recording and doing it all as a collaborative effort, like you say, is really encouraging and so super cool. Is there a favorite venue that you guys have encountered this time around, or a venue that you guys look forward to every time you hit the road? Like, oh man, people in, you know, well, somewhere in Iowa, I can't wait to hit it up because they rock.
Oh, we play this place in McAllen, Texas, which is like south Texas. It's practically on the border of Mexico. And we played our first show there like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And the kids down there just go like crazy for music, and especially for our band for whatever reason. Like, and each time we go back, it's just like people are crazy. It's like,
yeah, they're super nice down there.
They're super nice.
It's awesome.
Like, yeah, it's a really, it's like a very unexpected place. Like,
yeah.
I don't think a lot of people even know about it, but it's this insane music community.
They're getting bigger bands now, you know, of Montreal and Twin Shadow, and bands are starting to go there slowly. Also, we're playing the Roxy in LA tomorrow night, and
there you go.
We've never played there.
There you go.
That's exciting.
That's a legendary venue, man.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm excited for that.
You hear stories of old, back in the 80s when they were all running around doing the hair metal thing.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated. Yeah. Whenever I get to sit down with someone from that era, I love to just pick their brain. What was it like? Did you go to Cantor's? Did you meet Guns N' Roses? You know?
Cantor's.
All of that stuff.
Love Cantor's.
Do you? I have never been.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's classic.
Right? No kidding. And yeah, they have music in the back or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the kibitz room, I think.
Oh, yeah. I've never never seen a show there, but I've like walked back there.
That's cool, man. Miniature Tigers is the band. They're in our studios right now. Dude, come through whenever. Whenever you're sweeping through SoCal, you could ever, or you could always, you know, address your fans and listeners and keep us abreast as far as what's going on musically. That'd be rad. And maybe a show down the road for some of our
listeners.
Yeah. Would you?
Oh, hell yeah, man. That would be awesome.
Right on. It'd be a fundraising event for our little non-com here. And, you know, that I think that would be a fun thing. We linked up with the Marine Room down the street to do live music there once a month. They got new ownership. They're kind of revamping the stage and everything.
Cool.
I think that would be a really cool thing for sure. Anything to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Miniature Tigers thus far?
I don't know.
I love it. I'm not afraid of dead air anymore.
We gotta embrace it.
No kidding. But tonight at the Constellation Room, tomorrow at the Roxy, and well, dude, I wish you the best on the road, and
thank you so much.
And congratulations on the new record. It's nice to get a little piece of it now before it comes out in several weeks. And can't wait to get the full length. You guys going to print some vinyl too, perhaps?
Oh yeah. Definitely. Oh,
yeah. Send it my way.
We will, absolutely.
Yeah, that's for my personal stash, you know what I mean?
We'll get you some vinyl.
All right, this is Miniature Tigers live in our Pearl Street studios. Thank you guys, and come again.
Yeah, thanks for having us, buddy.
You got it.
This is Zach Churchill. You are listening to KX93.5, supporting local artists and local musicians like myself.